Hello, this is Nisha here. Welcome to the Teen Podcast. Teen being way beyond where we think teen ends, because society keeps making you wait longer and longer to start living. This is a slightly different podcast. This has been inspired by a book that I just finished reading, the teen book, All the Money in the World by Sarah Moore Fitzgerald. She's a lecturer in the university, which is in the west of Ireland. I would argue that all of our best universities are in the west of Ireland. I went to Galway University myself, but I really recommend UL highly to students. And I feel that this book has navigated a topic that, though is probably set in Limerick, could be set in anywhere. It could be set in Dublin, it could be set in London, it could be set in New York. And basically what the book is about, it's about a character who grows up in a tenement, which is a slum, I guess, in very poor conditions, goes to the local school that really doesn't care about her, despite the fact that she's an A student. And she befriends the person in the matching house next door that's been kept in his grandeur, rather than being sliced and diced into really ugly, damp, mouldy flats. And she hears piano music coming from the house next door, and she's enthralled. And through a various series of events, she's given an opportunity to attend the school that this woman attended. She's given the means by her for the opportunity to go and pursue her dreams of playing the piano. And this book raised so much in me, because I was given the opportunity to go to the posh school, and I hated every moment of it. I didn't get the unspoken rules, the ways you were supposed to behave, the clothes you were supposed to wear, all of the social pressures. I just didn't buy into any of it. I was incredibly private. I didn't tell people anything about myself. And that gave the space to people to create their own narratives and to bully me quite severely. Added to that, my literacy challenges. And I, against everyone's judgment, I stayed in the school basically to carve out the opportunity for myself. In the same way as this girl does. I was incredibly driven and focused. I took all of the opportunities that were available in terms of the science labs. I took up carpentry. I took up canoeing when girls didn't. I helped to do the set design for the stage. I immersed myself in as many opportunities as I could while being completely miserable. And I think for me, what this book really brings to the fore, that I know that in posh schools, basically what your parents pay for or the environment we create is that someone is there to care about you. Someone is there to push you. Someone is there to encourage you. Someone is there to hopefully see your talents and encourage you to pursue those. It wasn't as straightforward for me in that I was expected to play hockey and I was expected to do other things, which I never did. I just never fitted into the set of criteria you were supposed to fit into. I went and I pursued my dreams. I pursued the things that I was good at. Basically, what this book shows us is that posh schools would be great if it wasn't for posh people. If it wasn't for those people pretending what they have. And pretending to be better by having a set of criteria and a set of behaviours and a set of lies, frankly, and a set of fabricated identities. What it shows us is that all schools would be good if someone just cared, if someone just believed in you, if the opportunities existed in any school that exists in a private school because someone pays for them to exist. And there's a whole identity crisis that this character goes through in trying to contort herself into fitting into the posh school and creating a whole fabricated identity to be one of the set, to turn away from all of the beauty of her own being to fit in. Because when she's given the resources, she does so much for the people in her world. And yet, in this school, she's almost coerced into turning her back on those very people. This book brought up so much in me. It brought up for me how much I had had to battle through to create the opportunity for myself, to embrace the opportunity that was created for me. And I should never have had to battle. And in the end of the book, the principal of this school says that it reflects very poorly on this school. What a good girl, what a talented girl has had to do in order to be one of them. That reflects really poorly on them. And that's true. It's incredibly true of all private schools and private education. But it's equally true that why don't the opportunities just exist in any school? All it takes is for someone to believe in you and to encourage your drive. And that's seen so clearly in this book. In one term, she catches up on people who've been playing the piano since they were three. And there are many people who have spoken about this in classical music. It should not be a given that you have to take up the piano at three in order to achieve and to succeed. So it shows us what it takes, but it also shows us what we shouldn't sell our soul to. And frankly, it just shows us what's wrong with school. So please, believe in your talents, have a drive for them, and just find one person who believes in you to encourage it. And that can be anybody. That's the positive side of this book. It just takes one person to change your life.